Gosh, those were good pictures they showed on the ship. Bridget Bardot, Kim Novak. And that picture last night with Jane Mansfield. Boy, she's pretty. What a figure. Why couldn't I have run into someone like her on this trip? Here I am alone in a romantic mood. Gee, Jane Mansfield. Jane Mansfield. Jane Mansfield.
Jane? Jane? Please don't go. Jane. Jane, don't leave me. Jane. Jane, please. Miss Mansfield. Please don't. Don't leave me, Jane. Jane, please don't leave me.
Why did you leave me? I mean, why did you walk away from me like that?
Because I can't trust myself with you.
What?
You're so strong and I'm so weak. And when you look at me with those big blue eyes, I just...
I understand.
You see, all my life I thought that the important things were fame, furs, jewels. And now, for the first time, I realize that all I really want is you.
Jane, dream on, Mr. Benny. Dream on.
I'm mad about you.
Oh, I'm mad about you, too, Jack. I've never met anyone just like you. You're so handsome, so sophisticated, so debonair. To be near you is exciting. Something wonderful that would really make me happy.
I do anything for you, Jane. What is it?
Well, in my next picture, there are going to be so many love scenes and... Oh, I'd give anything if you'd be my leading man.
Why, I'd love to be your leading man.
Oh, so glad. Now, if I can just get permission from the producer.
Why, who did he have in mind?
Himself.
I just can't get over the two of us. You're all alone on this beautiful ship.
Yes, Jack, I never thought it would happen to I.
Neither did me. Why are you sighing, Kate?
Well, I was just thinking, Jack, how generous you are. Just so that we could be alone together, you chartered this luxury liner for $600,000.
I did?
If that doesn't wake him up, nothing will.
I just can't control myself when I'm near you. I'm crazy about you.
Well, I'm crazy about you too, Jane, but it's so ridiculous. I mean, look at the difference in our ages.
There's not so much difference, Jack. I'm 26 and you're 39.
I know, but I was thinking, say, 25 years from now, when you'll be 51, I'll be 39.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
I did.
Well, you shut up. Jane, will you have dinner with me tonight?
Oh, I'd love to, Jack. Do you think we could eat at the captain's table? Do you have any influence?
No, I knew the centerpiece, but it jumped overboard. But anyway, Jane, it would be so much better if we had a little table all alone in a sort of a little secluded corner. How about 8 o'clock?
I'll be there, Jack. I better go now. But before I go, I must tell you something.
What is it, dear?
You're just too marvelous for words. Like glorious, glamorous, and stand by amorous. It's all wonderful. Satisfied the way. That's silly enough. Well enough. I mean, Bridget, I swear enough. You're much too much. Be in Webster's dictionary, and so I'm borrowing a love song from the best to tell you that suddenly, I got a craving for chicken livers.
Before we go to dinner, stop into my cabin and we'll have some.
Okay, I'll be there, Jack.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
I can hardly wait.
Neither can I.
I'll be counting the minutes.
I'll be counting the seconds.
Don't forget.
I will.
8 o'clock.
I'll remember.
Come back, give me one more kiss. You're not Jane Mansfield.
Don't fight it. This could be the start of something big. Oh, all right.
I can't understand it. I was so sure I was talking to Jane Mansfield.
Ah, yes. The sea plays many mental tricks as you're gently lulled in the cradle of tranquility.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And Jane, thank you for being in my dream.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'll be in your dream any time. By the way, I have something for you.
Another kiss?
No, no, your chicken livers. You left them on the boat.
I'm so glad I did mean to take them with me. Goodbye.
Bye, Jack.